Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks so much for joining us on this Saturday. Sun is out here and there, 60 degrees, east winds at 16 miles an hour. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. Looks like the sun will come out for good on Mother's Day, and that'll be good stuff. Even warmer, as we heard a moment ago on Monday, with highs up around 80. Once again, 60 degrees, east winds at 16 miles an hour. Great day to talk computers, hardware, software, whatever. Tech Talk underway. Doug Swinhart in studio. Here are the numbers on the program: 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. Keep those numbers handy because they're good for all our programs here on CCO. And your calls and texts are a big part of the program. Doug, how you been?
Absolutely wonderful. Steve, welcome back. You had some time off, but it sounds like you didn't get much time to relax.
Yeah, it was busy. Time for my youngest to move out of her apartment and move back to town for the summer. And I'm not so sure she likes staying with mom and dad full time. I think she likes the freedom of college. So she's already ready to go back after a week here in town.
So. Not yet. You know, as parents, we gotta put our foot down sometimes, say, nope, you get to be here with us now.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes, but yeah. Before long, she'll be headed back down to Arizona. All right, we always get a lot of calls and a lot of texts on the program today. One thing I did want to bring up, and we can't stress this enough. Every now and then I'll bump into someone and say, yep, my computer died, and I'm trying to get my files back.
Oh.
There's nothing you can do about that. Take a few minutes. It's cloudy and breezy on this Saturday. Come up with a plan to back up your data, whether it's in the clouds, whether it's on an external hard drive. They're dirt cheap right now. Find a way to back up your files.
It's interesting you bring that up. I had a gentleman a week before last that called me and had a 12-year-old Mac, never backed up to an iCloud account, had tens of thousands of pictures that he was using for his business, and the computer ran so well for so long that it was never an issue until it was.
Yeah.
And on a Mac system, they're like Linux. That's not just taking out the hard drive and plugging into a Linux box and it's going, well, there's the data. You actually have to plug it into a Mac system, and hopefully you can get the data, depending upon how that hard drive was set up at first. We cannot stress enough that external disk space is so cheap today. There is no reason on the planet why people shouldn't spend $100, $120 by a 2 terabit external drive, plug it in, copy, paste, walk away while it's working and go watch TV if you got tons of data, and you're done.
Or go online. Google, there are a number of automatic backup services. You give them a few bucks. These are not expensive. We've talked about Mosey and Carbonite. There are many other good ones out there.
Well, and the thing is,
that'll automatically back up your data.
Absolutely. And the thing is, as an Apple Mac owner, Apple provides this to their customers as a part of the purchase. If you sign in and you create an iCloud, doesn't cost you a thing. Now you can actually sync your computer with that iCloud account. If you have multiple devices, you can actually sync the devices between each other. It takes a little bit of time to get set up, and most of that time is just spent, in my opinion, for the end user to learn how it works and to make sure they got control exactly the way they want it. But there is no reason on the planet today why anybody should be losing data.
So do yourself a favor. Take the time. Find the time to figure this out and back up your data. It's one of the most important public service announcements we give
Absolutely.
On the program. Here are the numbers again, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807, 81807. Let's go to the phones. Dick, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Dick. What's up?
Well, I bought a Acer Chromebook made in 17, and it won't communicate with my Samsung Laser, which was made in 2011. And I was wondering if there's any way to make it work.
You know, I'm going to have to do some research on this, but I know you have to have a printer that's capable of web print. Now, it's possible. Give me a call next week, and we'll see if we can connect up remotely, and I'll do some research on the specific equipment. But I also got to say, too, you really don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. You can go get yourself a printer that has e-print built in or web-based printing built in, and Google and all the printing manufacturers will show you a list of what's compatible with Google Print. And printers, well, I sent a lady over to Staples and Best Buy last week, and she ended up spending a whopping $78 on a computer that was $100 off, a gorgeous HP. So, you know, before you allow yourself to get too frustrated, take a look at a different printer. And I know we want to keep these things forever, and if it's possible, we'll make it happen. And, Dick, thank you for the call.
All right, good call to get started. Let's go to Lawrence in Edina. Lawrence, you're on the air. Hello.
Greatest radio program in the Twin Cities.
So oh, thank you quick, so much.
Here's the quick question. I've got a Mac, latest OS. Everything is current. And in Safari, every now and then, I keep getting these pop-up windows that say you got a virus or something like that. And I actually have the URL in front of me. I've gone ahead and cleared my history, and I ran malware bytes, and malware is not noticing anything. So is there anything else I need to do?
This sounds like a redirector. I am also going to highly, highly suggest to you that you download and install Google Chrome, you download and install Mozilla Firefox, and you also download and install Brave, Brave.com. Anytime you've got some little glitch like this, you can go to a different browser, and I think this actually will correct the problem on Safari. I think you've got some kind of add-on in there or possibly a plug-in that is redirecting you to a web page that says, yeah, you got a virus, and you really don't. But even Macs, and by the way, I've been getting a lot of calls last several weeks about Macs. Love working on Macs. Every computer, Mac, Linux, Windows, all should have multiple web browsers. You possibly could open up another browser, go to that same site and not get it. When you are downloading Brave, read a little bit about the description, who created it, where it come from, what their goals are. I think this one's going to be a browser to watch in the future. By the way, Steve, that's that browser, Brave browser, that guy called us, what, 3 weeks ago and told us?
Yeah.
I had never heard of it. So whoever that individual was, I think it came in on a text. We got to say thank you. It's a wonderful piece of work.
Yeah, and I haven't checked it out yet.
It's just a glorious piece of work. Wonderful. The original authors of Brave, one of them was one of the original guys from Mozilla and Netscape, and several from the Google team, and they got permission from their parent companies. So the engine inside this thing is very interesting. And it's got this little page that says how much garbage it's blocking and what it's doing, all automatic. It gives you more control than any browser I've worked with. When I click on it to open up, I will admit it takes about 2 to 3 seconds longer to open up. Once it's open, it's lightning fast. Well worth the 2-3 extra seconds you got to wait for it to open. Check it out. You'll like it.
All right. Phone line's very busy. We'll get back there in a moment. Here are the numbers. Keep these in mind for all our programs on CCO. Keep them handy. Put them on the speed dial. 651-989-9226. 9226, or you can text 81807, 81807. Tech Talk underway on a Saturday here on CCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio on this Saturday here at CCO. 60 degrees, cloudy skies, east winds at 16 miles an hour. A little more sun tomorrow. We'll have a complete update on the weather here in a few minutes at 1:30. We promise more calls. Phone lines are very busy. We will get to the text line as well at 81807. That is 81807. Let's go to Claudia St. Paul. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Doug. I'm glad to talk to you. Thank you.
Sure.
I canceled my CenturyLink, and I now have a Sprint hotspot.
Okay.
I have an Epson Workforce printer that I just love.
Okay.
But when I went to set it up, it says IP address already in use. And it won't.
Oh, yeah. Give me a call next week. Try this. If you have access to the internet, go to the Epson website and find out how to factory reset your printer. Or from the menu, see if you can attach it. And it sounds to me that it's possible someone has hard-coded your IP address in that printer. Set it to DHCP, Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. And that way, when it retrains up to your new Wi-Fi hotspot, it should be allocated. It should get a new IP address. This can get confusing for this equipment. But hit up factory reset or go into your Wi-Fi wizard to set up and make sure you've got IP setting set to automatic or DHCP. And it really should retrain. And if that doesn't do it, you give me a call next week and we'll connect up and rock and roll.
All right, very good call. As always, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Let's go to Jason in Wells. You're on the air. Hello.
Got a quick question for you on the Linux Lite OS.
Okay.
Do you know if Orca runs on that?
If what?
You know what that is? Orca, it's a screen reading software.
I can't tell you, but here's the thing. If you're in Linux Lite, you can click the menu button, slide up to System, and go into Install Remove Software, the Synaptics Package Manager. Give it your root password, open it up, and click on the search and see if it's in the channel. If it isn't, open up a web browser, go to google.com, type the word Linux, space, a plus sign, space, the name of this software, space, plus sign, space, alternatives. This software probably was created, or at least the base of it, it's very possible it came from an open source package that has now turned to commercial. And I think this will help you. If you have trouble with it, give me a call next week, and we'll definitely find a replacement for that software. And thank you for the call.
All right, let's continue on the phone lines right now. Rick in Edina. Rick, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys. My HP laptop comes up with a saying that says it's not responding to a long-running script. Would it help if I put a SSD drive or added 4 gigs of RAM memory?
This has nothing to do with a script. My advice at this point is if you can get it up and running to a desktop, get on the internet, open up a web page, go to Google, and in the search box, type in ADW Cleaner, no spaces, ADW CLEANER, space plus space, and the word Major Geeks. Your first or second result will give you a link right directly to the Major Geeks file depository where you can download ADW Cleaner. ADW Cleaner is a portable software. You do not need to install it. Save the file, open up the file, and scan that computer. It should find that bad script, and it will walk you through removing it, restart your computer, and you should be rocking and rolling. This can get bad. A lot of malware will start out with a script, so to speak. This script could have been stopped by some security in Windows or Windows Defender or your antivirus or any malware. This is something you're going to want to address for absolute certain and start with ADW Cleaner. Thank you for the call. Great call.
All right, to the text line. Have you had any experience yet with the Epson EcoTank printers? They come with a large volume of ink where you can print for a long time without swapping out cartridges. I haven't tried one. I haven't really talked to anyone who's used one.
I've configured several of them, but I haven't had any actual real-life experience in an office with them. From everything that I'm reading, this is going to set a new standard in printers. And like everybody, nobody wants to be running down to the store every time they want to print color. And they go, well, geez, you know, I only got a couple of sheets, but it laid in there and dried up and did all its weird stuff. Printing companies are addressing this issue. When the price of printers dropped down through the floor and they had to stay alive, it's almost like they made the determination, well, if you buy a cheap printer, we're going to get your money in consumables. And it wasn't just HP, it wasn't just Canon. They were all put in this position. Sometimes in technology, too cheap really is too cheap. So I'm really looking forward to these printing companies making some drastic changes in toner. Everything that I've been able to research on these Epsons is nothing but good news. So, yeah, I wouldn't be afraid of them at all. Thank you for the text. Great text.
Yeah, consumables a big deal when it comes to the inkjet printers and any sort of the products with the laser printers. Yeah, it is a big deal.
And they
so,
always go out right when you need them the most, and you got to stop what you're doing and go get some more or have some more handy on hand. Yeah, it never fails. This has been a true annoyance in user computers for quite a while.
Quick break. We have the weather in a moment. More Tech Talk. Here are the numbers. A couple of lines open at 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807 here on the CCO. 135 here on a Saturday at CCO, 25 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us today. Let's go to the text line again, 81807, 81807 here at CCO. Automatic backups for a few bucks. We talked about it at the top. Back up your data. I don't trust the USB drives, little thumb drives. You've got external hard drives. You can use Google if you have a Gmail account. There's a lot of ways to do it. Or you can pay someone.
Sure.
Now, the texter said they have your data. Can you trust these companies that do automatic backups?
You know, Carbonite, Mozy, Google Drive, iCloud, they've dealt with this 2+ decades ago. Let's keep in mind, first of all, their reputation in this industry is everything. Most of these servers are set up in such a way, Steve, and it amazes me what they've done. If I, as a customer, create an account at Carbonite or Mozy, and I pump my data up there, have their little software running, 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 a.m., my computer goes online, pushes up all the relative data to their server. That section of their server, even their top system administrators, do not have access to that unless I am on the telephone with them and I'm giving them permission from my side of the computer, from my computer. The end user here has so much control. You don't have to worry about a thing. And keep in mind how long these businesses have been happening. Has anybody ever heard of any of them getting hacked? Not one. Security and making sure that your data stays private is absolute job one with every one of them. Last thing on the planet I would worry about.
Yeah, so it is really a good idea, especially if you don't get into the habit or, it's really cheap. It's a really inexpensive service. Take a look. I don't want to spend people's money, but it sure is a good way to go, especially if you have photos and other sorts of documents that you just can't part with. This is really a good way to go.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You can set up with iCloud or Google Drive or several regular on, and you can do it manually. If you happen to have a lifestyle where you don't have time or you happen to have a frame of mind of, well, I'll do it next week,
yeah,
or and you never get around to it, if you notice that that's your pattern for $4, $5, $10 a month, it's way, way better to just automate it and let the good times roll. This is really, really for people who just are too busy and don't take the time and just don't have the time, perhaps, whatever the case. It really is a great, great solution. And people should take advantage of it. Much better than losing 2-3 weeks trying to scrape around and figure out what you're going to do to get your data back. And God forbid you have a hard drive crash where it's an actual hard drive crash, not a data crash. Yes, there are wonderful services out there, OnTrack, that could do it. But if you go into OnTrack and you say, I need this back in 24 hours, they're going to say, well, we can do that for you, but here's what it's going to cost. It's not cheap. This is a specialized industry. The technology behind that is incredible, and they're worth every penny that people pay them. I don't want to draw the picture that they're out of line price-wise, because they are not. But to have that automatic backup, you can avoid all of that. Just, yes, I think they're more than safe. That would be the last thing I would worry about.
All right, we should remind folks we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program before the news at 2 o'clock. We'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. One follow-up from our text line. Tell us more about Brave. B-R-A-V-E. Is that the browser?
Yep. You can go to brave.com and select the download. Mac, Windows, easy peasy to download. Linux, not quite so simple yet. This is a browser where on the Linux installation, it's still in development. So you'd have to get your hands dirty a little bit to get it running. If you understand the concept of a terminal window, you're not going to have any problem with Linux. If you're running Linux and you can't make it work, give me a call. We'll get it installed in minutes. Brave is a browser that is designed from the ground up to be more secure and give you all of the information as to where you possibly could be sending data in the background to data mining servers and whatever else. And it's designed in such a way to where their main focus is to alert you when these things are going on, and you can go in and you can actually tweak it as to when I close the browser, it will empty the cache, it will clear this out, it will stop scripts. It's a tremendous piece of work. What surprised me about Brave when I first read about it, I thought, oh, this thing's going to run like a pig. It does not. It's somehow they have accomplished this, and they have maintained their speed. If you're a Facebook user, for example, I highly recommend that you logging on to Facebook through this browser. You will be amazed at the little ticker up in the right-hand corner saying, going from 2 to send to 17 to 34, and it blocks them all. And then you hit a tab button, and it brings up a page and shows you how many scripts it's blocked, how many redirects it's blocked. It's quite the piece of work. Everybody should have this on their machine. It's an up-and-comer for absolute certain.
All right, so that's Brave, B-R-A-V-E, another option. Having multiple browsers, certainly a good thing. We'll be going to the phone lines again momentarily. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. All right, from the text line, a Windows 10 system. Every time I go to my desktop, there's a notification that I can't get rid of. It says, Microsoft account problem. We need to fix your Microsoft account. Most likely your password changed. So like here to fix it in shared experiences settings. How do I get rid of this? What's going on?
This is really turning into an annoyance with Windows 10. When you converted your machine or when you first turned on your machine and you installed Windows 10, you gave this baby an email address with a password. Windows Server locked that in. If your email password has changed, and a lot of people made the error of giving Windows their email password, the password used to log on to your email server should not be dispersed to anyone. When I set up a Windows 10 machine, I set the login in to be a local account. You're going to have to convert this computer to a local account. And be aware, it can get tricky. We absolutely cannot lose your data. I'm going to recommend that this texter give me a call next week, and I can give them some links, and they can try it on their own, or we'll connect up remotely and get this thing squared away. Once this gets tied in knots, it can get really, really ugly. This is one drawback where I think Microsoft's motivation here is to make absolutely certain that you are tied to the Microsoft Store. So when you're paying 99 cents for an app or $20 for something, it's just easy, easy, easy. But you don't need to be tied to that particular account to run Windows 10. Great text. I'm surprised we haven't heard about this before on the text or a caller.
All right. I just noticed recently that Windows Defender has a setting to protect from ransomware. We haven't talked about it on the program for a while. It's still floating around out there. Is this new? How does it work?
Microsoft claims that they're the first one that's come up with one that really protects the system. I can't argue that. Microsoft is putting an enormous effort into Windows Defender for Windows 10. I think it's a good thing. And by the way, ransomware, there are several more variations of this out, and it's big. To have any product, and I will guarantee you that Malwarebytes is right behind them. They're already coming out with a prevention. ESET, McAfee, it's going to flow. It's going to be much more difficult for any ransomware to get into any computer very, very soon. This is a huge issue. If you've ever seen anybody deal with this, probably one of the most frustrating and damaging malware that has ever come out on the net. So yes, hats off to Microsoft and Windows Defender for addressing this in such an aggressive manner.
All right, quick break. We'll go to the phone lines. Phil Bagke waiting there at 651-989-9226. If time allows, we'll go to the text line as well. Doug Swinhart, Tech Talk, Saturdays between 1 and 2 o'clock here on the CCO. 149, 11 before 2. We'll have all the news and weather coming up between 2 and 3 o'clock. It's that time of the year. The motorcycles are out. Motorcycle safety in the spotlight next hour on our RSC Expert Hour here on CCO. Doug Swinhart in studio. And let's go to the phone lines right now. Let's bring in Phil in Lionel Lakes. Phil, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Phil, what's going on?
Well, I listened to you in the past, and I put on just run Microsoft Security Essentials.
Okay.
And I put on CC Cleaner and System Ninja.
Oh, I like it, yeah.
I've been going pretty well for a couple of years now. I think I have something on there, something minor, but I updated CC Cleaner, and I got accidentally Avast free antivirus.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that. Use CCleaner. If you open up your CCleaner and you go to Tools, there's an uninstaller in there. Get rid of it. I also have to ask you this. Are you running Windows 7? Oh, did we lose him?
No.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Phil, are you running Windows 7?
I'm running 10.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Security Essentials has renamed itself to Windows Defender. But you want to get Avast off there. Well, it won't hurt if you buy the commercial Avast. But Windows Defender is going to be running in the background anyway. If what you installed, I believe, was a trial version for the commercial version. But just go into CCleaner and remove it. You'll probably have to reboot, and your Windows Defender will automatically jump back on, and you'll be rocking and rolling. And, Phil, thanks for listening, and thanks for the call.
All right, let's go to Minneapolis. And Becky, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Doug. Say, I have a question. I have a small business. One of my employees gave her an HP Pavilion to use.
Okay.
And when she got mad and quit, whatever the password is to get into the computer.
Oh, your Windows login password.
The one that's from the very first screen you open it up.
Okay. Are you running Windows 7, 8, 10, what?
10.
All right, with Windows 10, you will either have to go online and purchase a piece of software that you create a bootable USB drive and then you boot into that USB to clear that password. Or you can give me a call next week. If you're close enough, you can bring it over to my house. I'll plug it in, and I'll clear the password for you. Windows 10 is not like past versions of Windows. Used to be with XP and Windows 7, you could actually boot it into a safe mode, kind of. And from safe mode, you could get into the administrator account and then go to the user account and clear that password. 10, it's a little bit trickier. But we will get that taken care of for you. In the meantime, I highly suggest if she did not leave on good terms, you may want to unplug the network cable or make sure she doesn't have access to that computer remotely through a product like TeamViewer, any kind of remote control. So just in the meantime, give me a call on Monday if you have trouble with this, and we'll get you all taken care of. And thank you for the call.
All right, time running out on the program. We could squeeze in another call real quick. If you give us a jingle at 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Let's go to the text line at 81807. That is 81807. Doug, what's your favorite laptop? Can you narrow one down, or does it depend on budget?
The last one I worked with.
Yeah.
You know, I seem to flip-flop, and I just got done taking care of an early 2011 MacBook Pro. What a machine. For a computer that's, pushing 7-8 years old now?
Yeah.
I put an SSD drive in this thing. I'm just amazed it all runs. If I were going to go and buy one, I probably would be kind of influenced by an Asus. I like Dell. I've had awesome luck with Toshiba's, Samsung, HP. If I was going to buy one for me, I probably would be looking at an HP Spectre or Scepter. Wonderful, wonderful equipment. A little bit more pricey. You're right up in the Mac price range with your upper echelon HP. But they come in this black and kind of a copper brassy color. The color's really got me. And the technology inside, they don't actually have fans. They're kind of passively cooled. I think this computer is worth its weight in gold. I'd put it right up with a Mac. Yes, you will pay a little bit more for a Mac than probably a PC. Is it worth it? I have to say I think it might be. But you got to take care of them. Just because you're paying more doesn't mean they're more durable. There's so much good equipment out there. I cannot give you one brand name. I wish I could.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff depending on what your exact needs are. All right, here's another one, Doug, that I think is good. 12-year-old Gateway laptop with XP. Haven't used it in 5 or 6 years. Is this a candidate for maybe a move over to Linux?
Absolutely. I love these computers. You can take a computer like this, spend $50 on a solid-state drive, put that solid-state drive in, install Linux, and you are up and running. Rock solid
stable. Get on the internet the whole day.
Absolutely. Graphics, movies. Now, be aware, it's not going to be the fastest computer on the planet. A solid-state drive will connect to the right motherboard, and it will actually transfer 6 gigabytes of data per second. These older machines are probably going to be 3 gigabytes per second. Instead of having a 3 or 4 gigahertz processor, you probably got a 1, 1.5. If this computer has 512 megs of RAM versus a gig, that will slow you down a little bit. But trust me, they will be rock solid stable. I love these computers. And remember, you can drop that off at my house. I'll run a full diagnostics. I never charge. If there's any doubt in my mind that it's not worth the money, I will tell you and stop right there. Nobody needs to have the problems of being charged for something that's no good. So, yeah, but 12 years, in my mind, that thing's just getting started.
All right, we don't have time to get into it today, but next week on the program, next time we have a show, I think we're on next week.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think we're on next week. Twins play in the evening. We'll talk about VPNs. We have a text about that. All right, Doug, we got to run. How do people reach you? Phone number, email, etc. I know you're busy, but you always try and get in touch with folks.
Absolutely. 651-552-9543. And, of course, they can go straight to the website, WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve.
All right. Phone number again real quick.
Sure. 651-552-9543. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And I'll see you next week.
All right, Doug. Always great. And by the way, check that twin schedule. When they have matinees, we're not on. But when they play in the evening, as is the case, we're on with Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. Saturday is between 1 and 2 here on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.